Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors. Don't miss the 2022 Allies Gala featuring guest star Eddie Izzard. The Allies Gala is an annual event benefiting Equality Utah, the state's largest LGBTQ+ political action and advocacy organization. Head to equalityutah.org/allies to get your tickets. KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh! Are you listening?
This is Slug Soundwaves. Hey, I'm Joe Vickery. I sing, play guitar, and keyboards for English Budgies.
I'm Jenna Vickery. I do bass and vocals for English Budgies.
And not with us, but still appreciated, is Matthew Minnick on guitar and Sam Tucker on drums.
Mm-hmm. And that's English Budgies. Yeah.
English Budgies I would describe as somewhere between indie and alt rock with some elements borrowed from punk and electronic as well.
Definitely inspired by electronic and punk for sure.
So a bit all over the map. For me, something about authenticity that I can feel in certain musics, and I don't think anyone listens to a music they don't feel is authentic per se. But when I hear, like, soul singer Charles Bradley or Joe Strummer of The Clash or even Tom Petty, I feel this real genuine, they mean what they say.
Integrity.
Yeah. It rings through the music, and something about that just draws me in every time. I had about 4 years of guitar, bass, music theory lessons, and I assumed it was basically what everyone else got, but I found the teacher I had back in Oregon, where we're from, he was really good at teaching theory, and it was something that I found not everyone else was given that same opportunity or same instruction, and I'm just so grateful I had it. It's helped us a lot.
I know, I went to piano and guitar for probably 8 years total, and I never learned anything that Joe learned in his brief time. And it wasn't, I even went to, you know, we both met in jazz bands, so we learned kind of jazz essentials and music essentials, supposedly. But it really, for me at least, it hasn't been until just this year where I've tried to go back into music theory. Just for songwriting purposes and just being able to better myself. So not till recently have I kind of understood the basics, to be honest. As a bass player, it's been overwhelming how much you can do with the drummer. And I really want to improve myself with working with our drummer, Sam, because he's so talented and he knows a ton about drumming. And so I want to be able to use my side of the rhythm section and work with him to create just a really great dynamic in the band, a really good powerhouse to where, you know, the two guitarists can just riff all day and we're just there grooving, me and Sam. And I'm hoping to get to that point where we can do that. But right now I've just kind of learned, like, oh, that's my job as a bassist, really, is to work with the drums to create that that strong backdrop to everything. So that's probably been the most helpful, I think, so far, is just learning more of my role as a bass player.
Jen and I have had the experience of kind of doing it all in different phases of the band, with different members coming in and out. So all the electronic drum programming on some of our more electronic stuff has been me. And so that's been a huge process. And then communicating that with a real drummer has looked different in different stages of the band. I've enjoyed probably all of it because it's such a learning experience to see how different musicians will interpret it.
Well, now I feel like we're at a spot in the band, too, where, not to say our previous members weren't good at their instruments, that's not what I'm saying, but I feel like we're at a point where now we want to, like, you know, we want to see what everyone has to offer to come to the table. We're just so excited to all write songs and collaborate together now, because I feel like we get it now. We're all we're all where we're meant to be. You know, this is it. This is the Budgies. And so now we can finally, like, write our, you know, Let It Be album or something. Is this how it is? Is this how it is? Is this how it is when you're hopelessly in love?
So Jen and I have been playing music together since our freshman year of high school. And we've been in a lot of, like, bad bands together, ones that just, it'd be trashy, or the songs wouldn't be very good. Ultimately, we took a long time to figure out what would work as Jen and I. And it felt like with our first two songs, we had really uncovered something that we could expound on. And it helped lay a foundation for us to continue, like, oh, we can make all these things work together without it sounding cheesy or like a We Are the World type thing. Anyone's relationship is beautiful like that. It's just ours has a soundtrack with
it, I know, it's kind of funny. Literally, our first five songs were about that first year of marriage, really. You know, yeah. You can listen back to the words and it, you know, goes over
different things
in our life. That's true, yeah. I was very new. I'd never written a song before, and I didn't really know how. I just knew to write what I understood about myself, right? And that first year of marriage, like, it's hard for anybody, and it just felt hard for me because I was trying to understand myself and this other person, right? And so one of our first songs is called Catfish. I love that song because it was a time in our marriage where I was jealous of a stuffed animal of my husband's. It's a 6-foot-long stuffed animal of a catfish, right? I know, it's embarrassing. I was just confused and, like, I didn't understand what was going on in my own head. And so I just wrote this, like, angsty teenage song about a stuffed animal named Catfish. And it just came out, and it was so catchy.
Yeah.
And there's a few fans where it's their favorite still.
Yeah.
But that's just an example. Every time I listen to it now, I just think about that first year of marriage and how silly it all was. Stitched with love, unraveling, dead eyes staring back at me, more alive than I can ever be.
So our new single is called Dark Days, and it's really about, I mean, the year 2022 for us, it's kind of been dark days. Like, we've just had so much happen all at once to us. Usually I roll my eyes at people when they say stuff like that, I'm like, oh, the whole world's falling apart. But it felt like that for a minute. And I had read the book Effortless Mastery, which is talking about playing music and why you might not enjoy it as much as you used to, and how to let go of things that might be stressing you out. And so I wrote this song in like half a day. In the book, he talks about write a song that you'll hate or that you think is the worst song ever. And like, so I wrote this very quickly and I listened back and I was like, oh my gosh, I love that. Like, there's a few lines, lift it out, shake it off, help me back up. And just like the cadence to it felt very fun and natural. And it just started as this acoustic guitar demo. And in the past, we've always strayed away from trying to do acoustic guitar type things because it just feels like it's all been done. What more can you do that Bob Dylan hasn't done?
Mm.
We just kept building on it. It just became, oh, let's add an electric piano. Let's make a section here. And we added some lighter vocals in the back that we thought would be a bit silly to contrast. And yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly worded. And it's coming out on July 30th.
29th.
29th, yeah. Worldwide debut on the 29th. Yeah.
And we're playing Slug Picnic on the 30th to celebrate.
Heck yeah.
You're about to get the early listen with our friends at Slug Mag of Dark Days, which comes out July 29th.